Today on Press TV, more Palestinians are killed in the Gaza Strip as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu orders more attacks on the besieged enclave. The death toll from the Israeli airstrikes over the past week has now mounted to 194. More rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel in retaliation for Tel Aviv's non-stop airstrikes on the besieged enclave. At least one Israeli was killed at Erez Crossing and another suffered shrapnel wounds and is said to be in critical condition. Israeli warplanes have reportedly targeted three administrative and military centers in the Syrian Golan Heights. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the attack, which took place in southern Syria's Qunaitre province, left at least four people dead, including two women. After three rounds of nuclear talks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Tehran is seeking to end a deadlock built on an illogical framework. He says Washington needs to make a political decision to help break the stalemate. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says some progress was made during the nuclear talks with Tehran, but there are still, quote, very real gaps between the two sides. Kerry has added that the Iranians are strong in their positions. Russia declares Wednesday a day of mourning in the capital Moscow as the death toll from the underground train derailment rises to 21. Officials say more than 100 people have also been wounded in the accident. They say three cars of one train derailed when it was drawing close to a station. Forty-three years after the United States declared a war on drugs, lackluster results show the campaign has not borne any fruit. It has been reported that U.S. citizens spent over $100 billion on recreational drugs in 2010. And a new investigation shows UK patients are being denied access to vital surgeries by the National Health Service bodies. Royal College of Surgeons says 44% of commissioning groups require patients to be in various degrees of pain and immobility before surgery. There's the latest here on Press TV.